lacks the true quality. It protects against the third-party forgery,
mm-hmm.
but it does not protect against what we call disputes between the sender and receiver because they're sharing the same secret key.
All right.
Now, the basic idea, the insight in a public key system is why use the same key to encipher and decipher? Why not have a pair of keys that are obviously related because they'll be inverse to one another, where one key enciphers and the other key deciphers?
Okay.
Now, if that's the case, we first, and if it's impossible to compute one from the other, it's got to be easy to generate a pair of these,
mm-hmm.
but it's got to be computationally impossible, meaning taking, let's say, millions of years, to compute one of these keys from the other.
Right.
Now, you could then make one of these public and keep one of them secret. That's why it's called a public key system. One of the keys is public.
Right, I can see where this is going.
Okay, now, once you've generated such a pair, and I've generated such a pair, you could make one of your keys public, and I make one of my keys public.
Mm-hmm.
We keep the other one secret. If you want to, we put the public keys in a telephone book,
mm-hmm.
something akin to a telephone book. When I want to send you a message, I look up your public key. I act on my message with that key. Notice you didn't have to send it to me by courier.
Mm-hmm.
The public key. When you get it, you use your secret key, which is the inverse key, to decipher it.
Right.
And only you can do that, because only you know your secret key.
Mm-hmm.
You've eliminated the key distribution problem, one of the major impediments to the use of cryptography in any system, but particularly in a large commercial system.
And these pairs aren't hard to find?
No, that was a lot of the research, was to find systems that could do it.
Right.
And systems have been developed where it's easy to find such pairs.
Are there an infinite number of them? I'm just curious now.
There's an infinite number of them, right. So that you can't just, because the obvious thing, if there's only 10 of them, just try all 10 pairs.
Right.
But if you've got 20 quadrillion pairs to try, that's a little bit of a problem. And you can make it the set as big as you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the difficulty of factoring comes in. In some loose sense, this isn't exactly right, but you can think of the public key as being the product of the two numbers,
mm-hmm.
and the secret key as being the factorization. It's very easy, given two numbers, to multiply them together. So if you generate the secret key first,
mm-hmm.
prime numbers, you can multiply them together in a fraction of a second on a computer to produce the result.
Right.
Going back from the result to the two factors, if you're dealing with a couple of hundred digits, would take millions of years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second problem that this solves is the dispute problem. If you want to send me a message that's signed by you, you act on it with your secret key. Only you can do that, right?
Right.
Okay, when I get it, how do I verify what the content of the message is and that this is really a signed version of the message that you said you were going to send me? I act on it with your public key, which is its inverse.
Mm-hmm.
And I get back a message saying, Andy Goldstein agrees to pay Martin Hellman a $100 honorarium for giving a seminar at Rutgers on such and such a date.